Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the 2023 slasher film, Thanksgiving. This movie was directed by Eli Roth, and it stars Patrick Dempsey, Addison Rae, Jalen Thomas Brooks, Milo Manheim, Rick Hoffman, and Gina Gershon. This was actually pretty good. It came out right around the time it came out in November of 2023, like the week before, the week of Thanksgiving and things like that. And I gotta admit, this was actually pretty good. I didn't get a chance to see it in theaters, but I did see it in when it dropped on Netflix, so that was kind of cool. The movie basically follows a killer dressed like John Carver, who is going around murdering people during the Thanksgiving holiday and things like that. It's a small town in Massachusetts who is exacting revenge from a incident that happened the year before. This movie kind of took me by surprise. It was, you know, we've seen many horror movies take place during the whole during Thanksgiving, not during Thanksgiving, but during Christmas, during Halloween, obviously, and things like that. But there's not too many holidays. There's not too many horror movies that center around the Thanksgiving holiday and things like that. But I thought that was interesting to see that, and I was kind of already hooked. And then seeing the movie, I was very impressed by it. I really was. Everybody in this film kind of brings their A game. The gore and violent nature of this film is pure Eli Roth. If you've ever seen his earlier films like Cabin in the Woods, or not Cabin in the Woods, but Cabin Fever, or even the Hostel films, this guy knows how to do gore in a way that is both, it's both oddly satisfying to the eye, but it's just ultra violent in the most repulsive way. And things like that. It does it. His directing of gore and violence and things like that is really top notch. It ranks up there with like the Saw films and things like that. But Eli Roth is a master of, he's the master, in my opinion, of the gory torture porn of type of horror movies and things like that. If you don't believe me, just watch the movie Green Inferno. And he's produced a lot of films that it did come out that did the same thing, you know, like the 2014 movie Clown. That was kind of cool. It's severely underrated, and that was prior to the whole remake of It. So that was kind of cool. But anyway, this movie was pretty good. It really kind of did take me by surprise. There's really, you know, everybody, it has the stereotypical, you know, killer in a small town vibe, like Halloween or even like Black Christmas and movies like that, where it's not set on a big scale like a Scream or something like that, but it has the same type of formula to it, and it plays out the same way. You have a target audience, which is a bunch of teenagers, and then you have a target killer who is among these people, who you think is either knows the teenagers very well. It could be the crazy ex-boyfriend, it could be the overprotective current boyfriend and things like that. And then it all builds to the last maybe 15 minutes of the movie where the reveal comes out. Now, the reveal, the motivation, the twist at the end, that in my opinion, that was the most disappointing part. And I'm like, this killer comes out of nowhere who we didn't really see coming, but it's the motivation. Like, the reveal of the killer is shocking, but it's his motivation and his character arc that really throws it all off. I'm like, wait, what? That's the motivation? And things like that. There's this great opening scene at like a supermarket, like at a superstore, like a Target or something, that turns violent on Black Friday. I thought that was really, really cool to kind of set the tone of what the movie was going to be about. And it's because of that incident and because of what goes on here that sets us up for the entire movie. Now, when we get to the end of the movie, and we get to the reveal of the killer and all that other stuff, it's disappointing because that technically doesn't really have anything to do with the killer's motivation. I'm like, but why make that the motivation if that really didn't happen yet? You know, nothing technically happened yet. You know, this was something that could have been avoided, and then this is something that could have been all struck. But then again, I've always had this saying that when it comes to horror movies or comes to movies in general, if the characters were smart, there'd be no movie. And, you know, that was kind of my only gripe about this film. I just didn't like the whole the killer's motivation for why he's doing this and everything like that. I was just like, what, really? That's what we're going to go with? But other than that, this was a pretty good movie. You know, it's violent in, it's not overly violent like Hostel or Green Inferno. It's a proper type of violent. I would rate this the same way I would probably do maybe Rob Zombie's Halloween. You know, even though that movie, it's okay. The violence is there, but not all the time and things like that. Like, Eli Roth's violence in this film is full on when it needs to be, but it doesn't overshadow the movie like Hostel or Green Inferno. So it keeps it kind of contained to this, like, small town type thing, almost like Scream. Like, there's not a lot of violence in that movie, but then when it is time to get violent, it's full on. You know, they don't hold back really at all with this movie and everything like that. The performances are pretty good. There's not really a standout character other than maybe Patrick Dempsey, because to be honest, he's the only star of this film, because I've seen Addison Rae in other things, and she gives a good performance in this film as well. And everything else, but everybody else is it's like, it's the token black friend. It's the best friend's, you know, the best friend's, it's the main girl's best friend. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, like I said, there's all these character tropes and everything like that. So you knew, you kind of, based on that kind of formula alone, you kind of know who's going to get killed and who's going to survive and things like that. So it really kind of goes to show you that, man, these, they followed the formula very correctly that they set up in Scream and in Halloween, and it played out in a really, really cool way. But it, you know, the only difference is it's got the Thanksgiving backstory. It's got the Thanksgiving setting for it. So I thought that was kind of cool and everything like that. But this wasn't a bad movie by any means. Like, you know, a lot of people were hyping this movie up because, you know, we finally got a horror movie that takes place on Thanksgiving, which I thought was kind of cool and neat at the time. And then when I finally saw this movie, I was really, really impressed by it. I want to say I've been rarely disappointed when it came to an Eli Roth film that he's directed. Now, some of the films he's produced, not so much, because, you know, he produced, you know, films for a long time that weren't really necessarily that good and things like that. Like, when he did Death Wish, the remake with Bruce Willis, I was like, that's okay, you know. And then he did the other movie, Knock Knock, with Keanu Reeves and Maria, yeah, it's Maria de Armas, and with Ana de Armas. Why did I say Maria? But yeah, that movie was okay until the very end too, and things like that. So other movies Eli Roth has, you know, been on his game, been on point and everything like that, but this one he really was on point, you know, stepped up to the plate and delivered a pretty cool film. It felt low budget, even though, you know, the movie cost like $10-15 million, and I don't think that's low budget to say the least, but this was pretty good for what it was. It was a small, simple setup story that we've seen a million times, but it's the execution of that story and of the movie that really, really sets it apart from a lot of films like this in a way. So, I mean, my hats off go to everybody involved with this film. It's really good. Like I said, the nitpicker in me, you know, just, I didn't really like the whole motivation of the killer at the end and everything like that. So, that was the only disappointing thing about it, in my opinion. But other than that, you know, this was a pretty good movie to say the least. And I don't really understand why the movie wasn't really more mainstream, but I guess it's because not everybody was going to go to the movies for Thanksgiving and everything like that. People were going to sit home, you know, have their Thanksgiving dinners and everything like that, and can really just be around with family and enjoy, you know, the holiday like they always do. It's a tradition, you know. So, because I know when, like, movies like Halloween, something like that comes out, or Black Christmas, you know, they don't come out during that holiday, but, you know, they do tend to, you know, get a little bit of a following after the fact, you know, when the holiday is over. So, you know, I think this movie did it well, too, because a lot of people like this movie, and a lot of people, you know, were recommending it and things like that. And then when it dropped on Netflix, I jumped all over it. I was like, I didn't get a chance to see it in the theater, but I'm glad that they dropped it on Netflix. That way I could check it out. And I was not disappointed. I was not. I definitely recommend this movie to people who are fans of of Eli Roth's and things like that. If you're a fan of horror films in general, this would be one to check out. So definitely check it out. It's on Netflix right now. But anyways, guys, that's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, The Madhouse 21. Let me know what you guys thought about the movie Thanksgiving. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Where do you rank it in Eli Roth's filmography, whatever the case may be? Let me know. Instagram and X, The Madhouse 21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. We are continuing the Kung Fu Panda as we get the Kung Fu Panda franchise as we get ready for Kung Fu Panda coming out this weekend. Gonna go see Dune tonight, so be on the lookout for that episode, Dune Part 1, Part 2. I've already covered Part 1 when it came out, so if you want to hear my opinions, go back and listen to that episode. But very excited to go check out Dune Part 2 tonight in the theater. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.